The Otter Maid's eyes lit up like stars.
What? You mean go out into Mossflower? On our very own? Me and Tribsy and Geary and Brinty? Of course we can.
Her father's offer meant that they were grown up and capable enough to be let out without supervision, alone into the vast thicknesses of Mossflower woodlands. Banjan eyed his daughter with that no-nonsense look he had cultivated.
Right, so be it. Tyrio, I'm holding you responsible. You're in charge. No larking about or straying off too far.
Tyrio strove hard to keep from bubbling over with excitement.
Count on me, Skip. Straight out, get the wood, and right back here to the abbey. Right, come on, mate. Let's get going.
Skipper coughed. Turning aside, he stifled a smile.
Not so fast, crew. Take your time. The wood won't run away. Oh, and you'd best take a cart along and two of Brink Cellarhog's axes. See Friar Bibble. He'll give you victuals and drink for a break at noon. Now, remember, Formole only wants sound wood. Good, strong branches, straight and well trimmed. Right, off you go.
Skipper Banjon watched as they strode off together, raucously singing an old work song.
Oh, the seasons turn again, again. A thread wall beast to work, work, work. Through sun and wind and rain, rain, rain. We never, never shirk, shirk, shirk. To table then each even time. As sun is setting down, down, down. A feasting, drinking, sing. With ne'er a tear or frown, frown, frown. We all are happy at Redwall.